Welcome back. It's time once again for another episode of OC Spotlight. The only show that takes a look at the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here in our own backyard. And this week is no different. We have somebody we've tried to get these people on for so long. We're so thrilled that they're finally here. We have the folks, the good folks from the Muckenthaler Cultural Center. And before you go, what? We're going to tell you all about that, some good events coming up. But to tell us, we are privileged to have with us Farrell Hirsch, the Chief Executive Officer. Welcome.
Thank you. I like that guy.
We weren't even sure we were going to go on the air because we're telling old stories here. As any of you who've listened to the station long enough know, I'm an old Hollywood publicist. That's how I started off in the 80s. And, oh, my God, we're swapping stories. Tell us just quickly, give us some 60-second, two-minute background on who you are and where you came, you came here.
On me or on the Muck?
On you. Well, let's talk about you first.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I grew up in New York, and I moved out to L.A. in 1987 to write for TV. Mm-hmm. And then I started writing for...
Any shows we'd recognize or just in general?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of sitcom stuff.
Okay.
Family Ties, Married with Children, Roseanne, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then I just... I didn't like that everybody was changing my words, so I went into the theater and I wrote some... I started writing.
That's where writers rule in the theater. Yeah. The writer reigns supreme in the theater. Everywhere else, he's just a tradesman that starts the draft.
Well, that's it. It was my ego that took me there. A girl I was dating said, you know, they can't, in the theater, they can't change a comma without the writer's permission. So I said, that's for me. And I wrote a play and it worked. And so then I became a playwright and then my plays were hits. The companies weren't making any money. I said, oh, I'm going to teach you how to make money. I'll be a producer. And I did that. And then
that's a huge leap. We had somebody in a while ago on one of our investment shows, and she, I wish I could remember her name. I'll have to go back and see. And she and some others had raised money to for revival of The Iceman
Cometh.
They had done that. And then they did the other one, the... your Gene O'Neill classic, Long Day's Journey and Tonight. I think they had like Jessica, what's her name, on it or something. Anyway.
Yeah. Jessica Lange?
Jessica Lange, I think, played in it or something as the mother. Anyway, and I thought, what a fascinating world. But people seem to get in and get out of that. It's hard to stay in that world forever. But you did. You grew in that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. And I had shows running all over the country. And then one day my wife said to me, you know, we're thinking of starting a family. You can't. Mm. You're only coming home on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And somehow, having never worked in radio a day in my life, I ended up getting a job running radio stations for Sirius XM. I did that for almost 15 years.
So you ran that because they have umpteen thousand channels on there. So you did a couple of the big channels. You helped launch them and run them like?
The first one I did was actually Playboy Radio, which I took an amazing amount of pride in because I always like to say we took the world's most visual brand and brought it into the world's least visual
medium.
Right,
exactly,
But
that's true. How would you show Playboy on radio here?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, people say, what are you going to show boobs on the radio? I said, you know what? How much money has Howard Stern made showing boobs on the radio?
And being a boob on the radio. But
you know what? No. He's great. He's smart, and he's the hardest working guy I've ever met in my life.
He knows what he's doing. He definitely does.
Yeah, he's.
When I was in real radio, I followed him at a station in Detroit, which is no longer there. People didn't really. He had just come out of nowhere. He spent years.
Connecticut. He had come from Connecticut to Detroit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. And then he left and there and became big and famous here. Yeah. Well, okay, so you're now in radio. So we went from movies to plays to radio to running these things.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And now. The Muckenthaler Cultural Center?
Yeah, the Muck is great. You know, and again, if you ever want to find it, it's themuck.org.
I love online. That name,
Yeah, you know, we're trying to be a little edgy because, you know, the Muckenthaler Center.
I mean,
we are literally a mansion on a hill. And
in Fullerton.
In Fullerton. And it can sound a little intimidating. So we like to say the Muck because
little edgy, little cool, little whatever. Hey, it's the Muck.
Accessibility. But we're an incredible place because, like, the people know us all around North County. They know us because we do 50, 60, 70 concerts a year. We have this gorgeous outdoor amphitheater. We have the longest running car show in Orange County.
I knew that. We were trying to get somebody to pay attention to our station here a while ago up there, and we had said, hey, you know, but maybe it's because it's North County. North County is a little bit different than the rest of it. I'm just going to read this off your site. For those who didn't, go to the Muck, themuck.org, and you can read about this. It was some guy's mansion.
Yeah.
It was built for $35,000 back in 1924. It sits atop a hill in Fullerton.
Yeah.
18 rooms, 8.5 acres, and he gave it to the city. And the city, I guess, tried to figure it ever since. What do we do with this thing?
Well, no, actually what happened was the city couldn't figure out what to do with
it. I'll bet. Yeah.
So the family sort of formed a foundation and took it back. And that's what I run today, is the Muckenthaler Foundation.
Well, the Orange County Register named it as a finalist for Best Museum here. You're a winner of Orange Coast Magazine's Most Eclectic Venue.
Yeah.
What is it that you do with this beautiful mansion and this property?
Well, you know, it's like I said, we have the concert venue.
You actually have an outdoor. I've never been there for that. So you have a little outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah, it's an outdoor amphitheater. We just put $50,000 into a new sound system and $30,000 into a lighting system. We have world-class acts that, I mean, names you wouldn't know.
We're going to talk about in a second here,
We have, again, the car show. We have a jazz festival coming up. We've got day camps. We have a day camp and then a second camp for kids on the autism spectrum.
Really? We just had somebody in here early, the Hope Center for the Arts in
we know
Anaheim.
Them. They're great. We work with them.
Yeah. They were here just about an hour ago here in talking. Another facility. So many of these things that just don't get reported. Part of it is because the infrastructure of media has deteriorated in Orange County. The paper hangs on. We don't have our own TV stations. We don't have terrestrial radio stations. So we've tried to fill that void and be an internet radio station.
Right. Well, I want to say we also have art galleries that are open free to the public.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. We have a terrific art gallery that's open. And all of that is how people know us, by the concerts and the weddings and the art gallery and the car show. But that's the tip of the iceberg of what we really do.
As I think of it, what little I knew of it, is it's something you go to like once or once in a while. I didn't think of it as an ongoing true cultural center with lots of activities.
We have this whole other side, which is our education department, where we bring arts education to about a half a dozen prisons in Southern California, homeless shelters, battered women's facilities, low-cost housing units. We have a program for parolees. Like I said, we have a program for kids on the autism spectrum. We have we do STEM and STEAM programming at the Anaheim Libraries in the Fullerton School District. We had a youth center in Placentia. We do, if it's anything to do with the arts, and you could think, we have probably the most elaborate ceramic studio in Orange County.
You're kidding.
No, we just built a state-of-the-art recording studio.
I saw that. I was looking before you came. I was trying to get some other ideas. Now, tell me about the recording studio, which is bands just go in, or a place you can teach kids how to record, or what?
Well, the purpose is education. So we take kids and we teach them not just an art, but an art that might one day be a job skill.
Right.
So we teach kids how to produce, how to edit, how to run the equipment. And
maybe we can come up and participate sometime and teach them how to podcast, because that's really what this is.
Yeah, we would love to have you there. But you know, once word got out that we had this great facility, bands started calling. So, yeah, sure, we'll rent it out to you by the hour.
So what I'm struggling with is this legacy of excellence that you've been trying to carry on since the 20s when this man
made this. Well, I haven't been doing it since the 20s.
Well, it sounds like all these things you've done, you must be 90 or something that have accomplished all this much or very moving at a fast speed. Obviously, he left this house hoping that it would stay together and be served for some cultural purpose.
Right.
I'm guessing the city for a long time couldn't figure out what to do with it, or didn't have the funds or the personnel what to do with it. What's the mission statement that ties all these things together? Working in prisons, ceramic, recording studios, car shows, special events like the one we're going to tag in a moment here. What ties this all together? What is the Muck and Thought? What is the Muck?
Well, that's it. You know, our job is to inspire the imagination through the arts. That's the those are the marching orders that were left to us by the family when, you know, in the grant deed to the city, and then when the city deeded the property.
Who was Muckenthaler? What did he do? How did he make his money here?
Walter and Adela were the couple who built the house in 1925, and they were citrus growers. They had acres of orange and lemon and, I don't know, grapefruit, avocado isn't quite a citrus.
Right.
But they had acres and acres of land. And if you know your Orange County history, Adela, who was the wife, her maiden name was Adela Kramer. So she came from the Kramer family.
Kramer Street and all this stuff.
Right. And Her mom.
Kramer Avenue.
Right. Her mom was originally a Yorba.
Oh.
As in Yorba Linda.
Right.
So, you know, it's
the Yorba Buena, whatever. I think this is, yep. They have all these original, when this is Spanish land grants, people who mm-hmm. moved in and occupied this thing. Right. So all of this deeply embedded in their history, they wanted sure. to give back and yeah. see that it continue. So many of these homes don't, though. I can think of other examples. Not Tom Mix, but there's another famous cowboy who donated his house up in north of Los Angeles. He was once famous, and now the yeah. city of Los Angeles doesn't know what to do with it because nobody remembers.
Oh, I do know this.
Not
yes.
Tom Mix, but the other guy whose name
I'm
escapes
not
me. Yeah, but again, yeah. so at one time he was one of the largest cowboy stars in the world, and thought, I'll pass on my house, and this will be used for grand purposes. Nobody knows what to do. The Wrigley Mansion in Catalina. Nobody knows what to do
right.
with these
well,
things.
But here's the trick that we figured out. You can't bank on the name. That kind of fame is transitory. And, you know, Tom Mix, I promise you 90% of your audience doesn't remember or know who Tom Mix was.
No, right. And, my daughter wouldn't know.
Right. And frankly, the Muckenthalers were, you know, wealthy within their community. Within Fullerton, they were well known. Walter, the family patriarch, was the first Catholic mayor of Fullerton. Within an 8-block radius, that's great.
Right.
But the
William Hart, that's what it was. The William Hart Ranch.
Right. We have to be great, and we have to bring people in not based on
past memories of yeah. who they were and what
yeah.
they did,
yeah.
but of something moving forward.
Right. Their legacy needs to be that we do great work and that they left us with that mission, not necessarily the details of their life.
So is there anything you won't tackle? It seems an ambitious goal. You would think, I'm sure, is there a foundation behind this? Did the family leave money to perpetuate this thing, or are you always out trying to raise funds and get grants and other things?
Well, unlike most...
Who funds all this, yeah?
Well, that's an interesting question. There's not a... Oh, geez, we do have...
I don't want to open up a difficult question.
It's how to phrase it. We definitely do have an endowment, but it's not... It's not a giant pile of money from the Muckenthaler family necessarily.
Right.
There's a couple of small endowments we have, but.
And does the city fund any of this? They own it, but.
The city.
Cities are strapped these days for cash, right?
Right. The city does. I mean, this is all public knowledge, so we get about $60,000 a year from the city of Fullerton.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a public record.
And there's some family money still left behind to help fund this
which
maintain
pays,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
But that, what comes out of that is less than the $60,000 we get from the city. And we're about a $2 million a year agency.
Wow.
So again, we do 100 weddings a year. And
makes
that's true.
Beautiful place to have a wedding.
Yeah, and the concerts and there's a lot of grants because all those projects we do come grant money comes through and people send their kids to our camp and that's money that comes in. So we have. I was counting the other day because somebody was asking me. I think we have 11. I think we have 11 sources of income.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and do you get grants? Are there corporate
sure.
donors? Are there sponsors and other people who do this? Is that something you want to do or could do? Or
We absolutely do. You know, Chevron, for instance, is one of the main sponsors
Chevron's
of our car show.
Big in North County, right?
Yeah, there's a company you probably never heard of called Pacman. And Pacman,
never heard of them.
Pacman makes, they're in the aviation space, and they make these models for people like Boeing and stuff, and they're a great company. They've been very generous to us over the years. Farmers and Merchants Bank sponsors a lot of what we do.
There you go, right?
Yeah, there's...
So you got some corporate sponsors,
yep.
you got some community money,
absolutely.
City money, you got
yep.
some legacy money, and then you got to go out and earn the rest of the money here. You got to draw people there and find things that people come to,
yeah.
which... brings us to the event. The purpose
sure.
of today's conversation is not just to meet you and introduce people to this. That's part of it. You've got a legendary person
mm-hmm.
coming to do a show real soon at the Muck. Talk about that. My old wannabe client, Doc Severinsen. I tried to pitch him when I was a press agent so many years ago. Real nice guy. Incredible performer. I didn't know he was still out performing at all.
Well, you know, this may be his last hurrah.
He's got to be, what was it?
He's 92.
Yeah.
He's 92. I mean, I want to say this. He he played last week in Rochester, New York, mm-hmm. and he had something else down south, maybe Arkansas. So he's had, this is, you know, we're into May, because he'll be performing May 9th, mm-hmm. And it's his third gig of the year. But
how in the world did you get Doc Severinsen to come out of semi-retirement yeah. and perform at the Muck? He hasn't performed in Orange County in years.
Well, there's a couple of things. One is,
he had a jazz band. That's how I knew him. And,
right.
And outside of the Tonight Show,
a Latin jazz band.
A Latin jazz band called Zebron.
Right. And some of those guys are going to be on stage
okay.
with him today.
And I did this back in the 80s and 90s, so I did some work with them yep. and helped promote some things. And that's how I knew him a little bit. Yep. And I used to go to the Tonight Show as an entertainment publicist and
right.
just really cool guy.
Well, Doc's at a point where he doesn't need to play Madison Square Garden. He doesn't need to play Staples Center. He's looking for the best venue. Here's the thing. There isn't a better sound system than what we have. There isn't a better lighting system than we have.
That's a bold statement. Okay. And the people over at South Coast Repertory, other places are going to challenge here.
I'll put our sound war here. I love South Coast Rep. And in fact, there's a guy named John, who's one of the great sound designers of all time, who does all their sound over
yeah.
there. He's brilliant. But think about it. You're outdoors.
Yeah.
You've got a venue that looks a little like the Hollywood Bowl with the tables. You can come, you bring your own picnic if you want, or you can buy stuff from us.
Mm-hmm.
There's free parking. There's a giant lawn if you just want to hang out on the lawn before. You can wander into our art galleries.
So why did I never know? I knew of the car show and some other things. I did not know, nor have I ever been to a concert.
Well, we're going to take care of that. We are going to get you up. Maybe if not for Doc, the next 6 weeks are our jazz festival.
I love jazz festival. Yeah. Like the one they do over here at the
Newport?
Newport. Yeah, yeah, the Newport Jazz Festival, right here.
Yeah.
And I forgot which hotel. I'm sorry.
They've been
in here, the Hilton or whatever. One of the ones over near the water there. I think that that's how I started life as a jazz disc jockey. So I think that's anything that supports jazz, I'm all for here.
Yeah, last year we sold out every single week. We had Poncho Sanchez, we had Barbara Morrison, the great vocalist.
Barbara Morrison, I've got one of her records, yeah, way back when.
Yeah, this year I know one of our nights is a tribute to Ray Charles. We got some of the original Ray Letts coming in.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it just my missing this, or has this been an underappreciated, underpublicized? I know you only came in the last year or two. Prior to that, is this a gem that was too long not shining or not seen enough?
Well, anything I say can be taken as a shot of the people who came before me.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that
for some reason I don't think the city or whatever has found a way to let people outside of that immediate area know enough about it. And that's partly why we created the show. There's a lot of those kinds of things here in Orange County that people just don't know about.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. It's the most gorgeous place to watch and hear a concert. But why didn't they do a better outreach? I have a couple of theories, but
they brought you in to shake things up, obviously. I mean, with you, you've got a very dramatic past. This isn't 20 years of nonprofit work like I would have expected
Yeah, I'll be fair. The gentleman who came, who had this job before me, took over at a time where the company was at sort of a low, and his job was to save it. I mean, the Muck probably wouldn't exist if it wasn't for this guy.
Yeah.
But that was his skill set. He left me in a good spot so that I can build on his legacy, and instead of
do something with it, not just hold on to it. That
right.
too, like the William Hart Ranch and Museum is like that. It's just one of those places that I think they're trying to hold on to. I don't think people have found enough new reasons to go. They've forgotten who these people were, and so you got to give them a new reason to go and discover these places.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're doing that. All right, so all these different cultural programs. Let's talk about Doc Severinsen. You got Doc Severinsen coming.
Yeah.
What else? You got jazz.
You know what? Before I say, now the Doc Severinsen show is
everybody should just go to. I can't even believe there's tickets left. I would think that would be
there aren't. There are no tickets left to Doc. But
okay.
I will. But I just so you know, it's not salesmanship. What I'm amazed at is Doc's going to play with his small Latin jazz combo.
Uh-huh.
Take an intermission, and then the big band comes on after intermission.
Oh, yeah. Well, he studied under, like, Benny Goodman or something. He was a sideman.
Yeah.
People don't realize before the Tonight Show, he was pretty well-known and famous, too.
He was free. He wasn't a TV star. He was a horn player.
And the Tonight Show had the creme de la creme of jazz studio musicians and jazz players. When it really was a rock, people didn't hear it very often unless you went down like I did. The band rocked. Yeah. I mean, or really rolled, or whatever you want to analogy. Yeah. I'm using rock and roll right. analogies for jazz, but
that's right.
It cooked. It was really something. And I can't remember all the names. I think
Tommy Newsom,
Candy Candoli was he in there?
I think it could be. Ernie Watts,
Ed Shaughnessy. Oh, Ernie Watts, who would played on every jazz record in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Ed Shaughnessy, the drummer.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, Ernie's gonna do an appearance for us on this year's festival.
Oh, I got to meet Ernie Watts because I just always when I was a DJ growing up before I came to Hollywood and was a DJ in college and elsewhere. Yeah. Ernie Watts, if you saw he was on a record, you were like, okay, this is gonna be good stuff here.
Yeah.
Well, my hat's off to you for what you're doing to not only keep this thing alive but to bring it to an even bigger and better audience.
Yeah.
Give us the dates of Doc and give us the dates for the jazz thing, and give us the website. How they can find out more about all of this.
Well, the concerts are, almost all our concerts are on Thursday nights.
Okay.
So we have, so May 9th.
Any particular reason? Just because that's, you're not competing with the rest of the weekend crowd?
Or? No, because we do weddings in the venues on the weekend. And that is so incredibly lucrative.
I'll bet, yeah.
And really passive money, so we can't pass it up.
Right.
But so May 9th, next week, Thursday, May 9th is Doc Severinsen.
Okay.
And the next six Thursdays, starting with the 16th of May, is our jazz festival. But one more thing I forgot to tell you. This Friday, May 3rd.
Okay.
May 3rd, we have something called our Taste of Mexico. It's an event we do with the Mexican consulate.
Oh, because it's Cinco de Mayo this weekend all that, right?
The Mexican consulate flies up.
What?
Flies up six different chefs, one from each culinary region of Mexico. You pay, I think it's $40.
I didn't know there were six different culinary regions.
You know what? Come on Friday.
All right.
I will leave tickets for you for that.
Okay, we'll come.
It's unbelievable. And you get a plate and you walk around, you go to all the different chefs and they just put stuff on your plate. We'll give you a couple of drink tickets and
just
enjoy. Who knew?
What a fabulous idea. So you're really trying to be creative. Do you have a committee? Who comes up with all these? Do you have an entertainment director? Do you have a committee? You must have input because of all your Hollywood and Broadway and whatnot, entertainment connections here.
Well, that's something. We had Linda Pearl play last week.
Yeah, Linda Pearl. She was...
Yeah.
I remember when she was the Fonzie's girlfriend.
Yeah, wife. They got married.
Did they get married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so you do know Linda.
I know who Linda Pearl is.
She has a cabaret act. She's amazing. So I do call on... That's one of the things that's gotten better in the last couple of years. Really, really better. We've raised
You've got access to these. You don't get to Doc Severinsen by just emailing him saying he's not out looking to do this kind of stuff.
No, and last year we had my buddy Lawrence Juber. Lawrence was the guitarist in Wings. When the Beatles break up, Paul McCartney kind of gets his choice, and he chose this guy as his next guitarist.
Wow.
And Lawrence, he is the single best player I've ever heard in any instrument in any genre.
Amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the one you got me on that one. I didn't know him. All right. So your connections, tapping into people we wouldn't otherwise see or hear here in Orange County. Give us some future plans down the road. If somebody listens to this 6 months, 6 years later, what are the sorts of things you're trying to develop? The car show. Just talk quickly about that. You have that I know about. Because I'm into old cars.
Okay. So this is our 25th anniversary car show. It's going to be the weekend of May 18th and 19th.
Okay.
It is...
It's sort of like the what do they call it, the Concours d'Elegance, where they have all these famous cars and they're all shown well. And...
Well, one day is that, because those are the big fancy cars, and the other day is the hot rods.
Oh, okay.
So they're different days, and each day the stage is lit up with bands. If you happen to know the Dardens or Janet Klein, who does her 30s jazz stuff, so there'll be live bands.
Oh, 30s jazz. I love 30s jazz.
Yeah. And the other day is the Dardens. They do kind of country music, modern country, Americana, they like to call it.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, they're like 22 years old, so I let them call it whatever they want.
That's really becoming a genre here. Coachella was just out, and then after that they had Stagecoach out in the Palm Springs area. Yeah. And I was just reading that Tom Hanks' wife is a performer in that venue, and she does this new genre, this rock and roll country, whatever you want to call it, this Americana, sort of roots, it's sort of rock and roll. And
we're a car show. This year, for the first time, our art gallery is going to do an accompanying exhibit. So we're going to have automotive art up on the walls of the art gallery, and we found a guy who collects 20s and 30s BMW motorcycles.
What?
So we're going to have a dozen of those on display. So my motto at the Muck is every event should be an event and a half.
So, an event and have more than just what you thought you're going to get. You're going to get something, a bonus.
Yeah. So, for instance, last year we had a guy do a one-man show, Robert E. Lee one-man show. And I said, oh, that could be fun. But
on the general Robert E. Lee?
Yeah.
At the Muckenthaler, folks, where you could, I missed that one. The Robert E. Lee show, right after the car show, right after Doc Severinsen. Right.
But what we did was, we hired 50 Civil War reenactors.
Yeah.
And so in order to get from the parking lot to the stage, you had to walk through the Civil War. And we put the North on the North side.
Of course.
I didn't realize these guys, I thought they would just come with a couple of guns and some uniforms. They came with full cannons.
Oh, no, they're serious. Yeah.
Each side had its own sort of mess tent where they were cooking food. They had infirmaries. They had prostitutes. It was amazing.
They brought the prostitutes with them.
At least
camp followers, as they call them.
You come to the Muck, and every event is at least an event and a half.
Okay. Well, it sounds like I've been missing half the fun here in Orange County by not going to the Muck more often and just stopping by and seeing the car show once a year. It sounds like you got a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Where do we go learn about all this? TheMuck.org, just like it sounds?
Yeah, M-U-C-K. T-H-E-M-U-C-K.
Well, I think you have brought a whole new life and entertainment value to this. I have to ask the obvious question. How did you evolve into this from all that? You said you retired from all that and were kind of sitting around and they kind of chased you and said, why not?
Well, I had been a radio executive and I was...
For Sirius, right?
For Sirius XM. My job was launching new radio stations. And I was kind of done with that. And some headhunter called me. I said, well, don't think about it.
No. You don't even live down here. You didn't live down here at the time.
I still don't. I live on the west side of L.A.
Wow.
My wife's an elected official and my daughter's in a school. And so... I'm up there for now.
Well, welcome to Orange County. Welcome to the Muck, and a welcome addition to our community, bringing people like Doc Severinsen and all these events. Look forward to having you come back many more times over the coming years and tell us all the good things that are happening at the Muckenthaler Cultural Center up in Fullerton. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another example of Orange County's only community radio station doing its best to find events and people you are not hearing elsewhere. Like the Muckenthaler Cultural Center. Go check it out at themuck.org. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.